10th Perek of Kehilim, first Mishnah. We learned the first previous Perek concept of a Kli Cheres Mukov Tzmid Psil, which means a Kli Cheres, that its opening is sealed off, and therefore that which is in it is not Makabel Tumah, even though this Kli Cheres is in a house of a dead person. The idea behind it is that the Kli Cheres is not Makabel Tumah from the outside, and the mouth, which potentially can get the Tumah, is sealed off. This parak is going to discuss more pratim about the nature of these kelim. Eilu kelim atzilim tzvid psil. These are the type of kelim that help to seal off their opening. Kli guglolim, kli that was made out of cow droppings. Kli avonim, or made out of stone. These are all kelim that nama kabel tume. Kli adoma, it's made out of earth. Kli cheres, even if it was made out into pottery, which is makabel tume, it's not makabel tume from the outside. Kli net is another type of pottery. Atzam is a dog, v'oiroi, if it's kli that's made out of the bones or the skin of a fish, which is not makabel tume. Atzam is chai shaviyam, v'oiroi, or the bones, or the skin of the bones of a, you know, the skin of the some type of other creatures that grow in that live in the ocean, like whales. Kli eitz ha-tahoyrim, or it's a kli eitz, a wooden kli which is tar. Now, can't be talking about a flat kli eitz because we're talking about something that has a receptacle, but it's more than 40 so. A certain kli cheres that are very large and not made to move around are not makabel tumah. So if that's sealed off also, that which is inside will not come tumah. Matzilim b'mipiyim b'mitzidehim. Whether the hole in the kli was on the top or on the side, as long as it was sealed off, b'yoyishim al shuleim. Whether it's a kli that sits on the tzibah, on the base, b'mutum al tzidehim. Whether it's used when it's tilted on the side, period. All these need a smid's seal, and once they have the sealing, it's good. How you put them up? What if they're turned upside down? So now it's closed off by the ground. So it's not only matzel on the kli itself, but it's matzel on anything that's in the ground underneath it. Now, we're talking about a case where the kli was upside down, and they made a seal between it and the ground. Yeah, so here's a chiddush that generally we say that the earth of a kli, of an oil, if it has a kli buried in the earth of the tent that has a base in it is makabel tumah, even though it's not in the airspace of the thing, but it's in the karka of the oil also is nitma. But over here, there's a chiddush that since there's a kli which is smid psil, which is turned over on top of this area. So anything connected, opposite, that upside down kli, which was sealed between it and the ground, is also now the kabel tumah. Rebbe Elazar Vitale, Rebbe says no such a thing, it has to be inside the kli. Yeah. He says even more than that such a case doesn't even help for the kli itself, because it says it has to be the ceiling has to be on the top of the kli, not on the bottom. Alkol matzilim, a straw from matzil on anything that's inside of it from becoming tame. Chutz mikli cheres she'ein matzil el al oichem al mashkem al kli cheres. All these kelim that are not makabel tumah at all, if they were in a matzil of being sealed off, anything that's inside of them will not be makabel tumah. It's a kli cheres, then it's a kli that potentially can become tamei, even though this one you know is tor, still chachomim, in the previous parak made a gzeira that it should not be matzal only on things that you cannot be matar in the mikveh, and therefore it's only matzal on oichel mashkim, that's foods and drinks, and kli cheres also, which does not have tayv and mikveh. But things that have tayv and mikveh, chazal made a gzeira, should not be matzal. Because we're concerned that maybe you're going to borrow them from an Am Oretz, and they're really tummy, and you're going to think they're torn, and it's going to cause problems.